Rain gear? Can't live without it. It keeps you dry, makes those soggy chores much more manageable. Blaine's Farm and Fleet's got you covered from head to toe, literally, with great prices on rain pants, jackets, boots, and more. Shop in-store or online at farmandfleet.com.
The U.S. is putting together a second dispute settlement panel under the United States-Mexico-Canada agreement. The panel is going to challenge Canada's tariff rate quotas and failure to follow the USMCA. These quotas allow Canada to impose higher tariffs on imports over a certain quantity. And the U.S. argues it unfairly blocks key export opportunities for farmers and processors. Senator Tammy Baldwin had asked USTR to implement this next panel. She has more details for us on how it works. I asked her, why wasn't the problem fixed the first time around?
Well, that's what we're going to find out. But this is kind of novel because, obviously, the USMCA is fairly new as things go. And this was really the first dispute settlement issue that was brought before the U.S. Trade Representative. The concern that we've had, especially in Wisconsin, with the way Canada deals with certain type of dairy product and how we're kind of being shut out of their market. So the first dispute resolution panel recognized that, named that, and recommended actions. But the fact that we haven't seen our market share increase and that there are still problems suggests that we need to use the provisions of the USMCA to have a second dispute settlement conversation and get to the bottom of it and get it fixed.
Senator, can you remind us why Canada's tariff rate quotas are a problem for Wisconsin farmers and processors? And do you have an example of how it's impacted any of your constituents?
Yes. So what I can say is that one of the challenges is that Canada's process is, it's not transparent. It's not easy to see what exactly they're doing. But a few years back, I know that there were dozens of Wisconsin dairy farms that lost their export contracts into a processor in Canada and were, you know, had no place to send their milk. And it was very significant crisis. So it actually has a significant impact on Wisconsin and Wisconsin's dairy industry. It's precisely why we're not letting the heat off. I wrote to the U.S. Trade Representative before they announced the second dispute settlement panel because I felt that it was really urgent that we get to the bottom of this. And, it's necessary to ensure that Canada honors their commitments as they relate to dairy.
Is there a timeline for this dispute to be reconciled?
I don't know the specifics of the announcement of the U.S. Trade Representative, but, you know, from my perspective, this is urgent. There's rules, and Canada needs to honor their commitments. And I hope that they can get down to business with dispatch.
How far does this go? Is there a step above a dispute panel, or do we just keep making panels and hope something gets fixed?
You know, this is unique from the perspective that it's the first time these provisions from the USMCA have been used. And we knew as we were entering this agreement that there were concerns with regard to Canada's dairy tariff rate quota. And so, you know, in my view, we're using the provisions of the USMCA to resolve this. But yeah, I think that the whole reason for a trade agreement is to establish rules that need to be followed.
That's U.S. Senator for Wisconsin Tammy Baldwin following the announcement that the U.S. is putting together a second dispute settlement panel under the United States-Mexico-Canada agreement. Again, this panel will be challenging Canada's tariff rate quotas and failure to follow the USMCA. Several dairy groups have already chimed in their support for this next dispute panel. Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative says its members appreciate the effort to hold Canada to the agreement and give the dairy community greater export opportunities as intended. And the National Milk Producers Federation says this panel is an important step in sending a message that the U.S. will fight violations of trade deals, whether it's with Canada or elsewhere. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
Now's the perfect time to start planning your paint projects. Blaine's Farm and Fleet is your one-stop shop for all kinds of painting needs, from brushes, rollers, and paint trays to drop cloths, ladders, you name it. Shop great prices in-store or online at farmandfleet.com.